Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. Download more sermons or learn about the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene at our website, capenazarene.org. Here's Pastor John Twitchell as he delivers this week's message.
I know what some of you are thinking. You looked at that bulletin, you said, oh my goodness, it still says message. So I know the bulletin says message right here, but it's really more like a devotional. After all, our kids have already done a marvelous job with the message this morning, right? And on top of that, I know that one of our texts that was read is a text that was covered in good and fine detail by my brother Doug a few weeks ago. Is that right? Talk about them when you lie down and when you get up and write them on your heart and the doorposts of your house. Yes, okay, I'm getting some nods. But I do want to very quickly just connect some of today's scripture lessons together. And I want to connect them with this series that we're doing this summer because it really does all fit in. The series we're doing is about the kingdom of God. And as we have talked about the kingdom of God, we recognize that we are not only talking about some future far-off kingdom that is yet to come, but that the kingdom of God bursts in among us in the right here and the right now. And so I'd like to share with you our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 18. It is a familiar little story about Jesus and the children. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." The gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Now, next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about what it means to become like a little child in order to enter the kingdom. So that's next week's sermon. We'll come back to this text. But this week, I want to talk about the first part of this little story, which is the importance of bringing the children to Jesus. This lesson tells us that children are important in the kingdom of God. That they're not only important in some far off in the kingdom of God, but they're important in the right here and the right now. I love how Eugene Peterson translates verse 16 in the Message. These children are the kingdom's pride and joy. You know about pride and joy, right? I once knew a man, a grandfather, who used to go around to people and he'd say, "Would you like to see a picture of my pride and joy?" And of course people would say yes. So he'd pull out his wallet and he'd show them this photo. Ha, 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 right? Of course, that's not really what people mean when they talk about their pride and their joy. They're talking about their precious children, the best treasure God ever gave them. And this passage tells us that children are not only your best and precious treasure, but they're God's precious treasure as well. Peterson's translation reminds me of the saying that if God had a refrigerator, there'd be a picture of you on it. You are that important to him. And it seems as though there is a very special place in the heart of God for children. So let me just take a moment this morning, and this is really what I want to do today, is I want to take a moment and brag on you as a church. Because, just like prairie dogs, you are a church that gets it. All right? You get it. You understand that children are one of the most precious treasures that God has entrusted to us, and that one of our most solemn and sacred responsibilities is to tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. We are a church that understands that our children are not simply the church of tomorrow, but they are to be fully an integrated part of us right now. We understand that if children are important to the kingdom of God, they ought to be important to us. Now, it happens in all sorts of ways around here. It's one of the most obvious just happened, right? The number of people who dedicate themselves to our children's ministries, teachers, leaders, helpers, cooks, craft people, and more. But it's not just people, because some of us give faithfully financially, not only giving to support the church budget, which supports our children's ministries, but many of you give directly toward our children's programs in financial ways, even by bottle drives and things like that, or yard sales. You are a generous people who make sure that our children's ministries are fully funded. So those are some of the obvious ways that you guys get it. But you get it in other ways. You get it in ways that happen week in and week out. The things that happen without a whole lot of fanfare. Here's some of the things. As a congregation, You have made it a priority to show up at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. You don't have to. You could come in 15 minutes late to adult Sunday school class, right? But you've made it a priority to be there at 9:30, to sing songs with our children, to sit with them. And sometimes you feel a little silly doing it, but you know it's important because it shows them how much you value them. Not only that, but you interact with them between Sunday school and church, or after the service is over. You spend time getting to know them. You invite them to sit with you. They come and kneel next to you at the altar and pray with you. And as a congregation, we incorporate them into the acts of worship, from singing and acts of gathering to reading scripture, helping with the offering, or serving. Here's why this is so vitally important. It's vitally important because our children are formed, they are shaped by the regular routines of worship. All you have to do is watch them. Watch them sing. Watch them come to the altar and kneel. Watch them recite the Lord's Prayer. Watch them gather at the table. They are shaped because they watch you. They're shaped by the priority you place on bringing them to church each week. They observe the importance you place on worship and how important it is to you, the importance you place on generosity, on listening attentively to Scripture as it's read, the importance you place on prayer and on acts of service. See, there's two things. Our educational friends here, I think, would agree with what I'm about to say. There are two types of curriculum, right? There's the stated curriculum, and there's the unstated curriculum, or the hidden curriculum. Sound good, Paul? Doing all right? Okay. The stated curriculum is, you know, we buy this VBS program, or we buy a Sunday school program, and it has a scope and a sequence, and it tells us what we're going to teach. But it's the unstated curriculum, the hidden curriculum, that is just as, if not more, important. It's what you teach through your actions. And this isn't just about Sunday school teachers and VBS workers. It's about parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and neighbors and just the person sitting behind the child in the church. It's what we teach through our actions, through our words, through our behaviors, through the way we interact with each other. Hidden curriculum isn't just what's taught formally by teachers or by pastors. Hidden curriculum is what is taught by each and every one of you. When our children hear you lift your voice in worship, they follow your example. They didn't just learn to do that on their own. They learned it from you all. When they see you come to the altar and kneel in prayer, they follow your example. They didn't just decide one day to do that on their own. They're imitating you. When they see you express how important it is to go to church for worship each week, that has an impact on them. When they see you give generously to the work of the Lord, it helps shape them into giving and generous people. See, our lesson from Deuteronomy helps us to understand the sacred importance of passing on what we know to the next generation. Moses has just restated the law for a new generation of Israelites, and then he proceeds to tell them, the next thing he tells them after he gives them the law is he says, your most important job is to pass this on. It's so important to tell your children and their children after them. Next to keeping the law itself, it seems that the second most important thing an ancient Israelite could do was to teach the law to their children and grandchildren. So hear me say this. Hear me say this. If you don't hear me say anything else today, you're doing the most important things there are to do when you bring children to Jesus. As a Christian, one of the most important things you can do is to pass the gospel along to the next generation. One of the most important legacies you can leave behind is a legacy of children who have grown up hearing what it means to hear God's voice, to know what it means to encounter God. And whether it's your child or a grandchild, your neighbor's child, a niece or a nephew, or one of the children that's brought in here to the sanctuary, one of the most important things you can do, each and every one of us, one of the most important things we can do, is to bring children to Jesus. Parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, next door neighbors, those of us who don't have children but just have children in our lives, each of us has a sacred and solemn responsibility to tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. You're the ones. You're the ones who sit and read Bible stories to your children at night before they go to bed. You're the ones who play Christian music in your car and sing along. You're the ones who talk about God's law when you lie down and when you get up. You're the ones who model a life of prayer and devotion by sharing prayer as a family before every meal. You're the ones who demonstrate the importance of corporate worship by making sure you're here every week and bringing your children. You're the ones, when your children can't make decisions for themselves, to make decisions for them. And when they begin to be old enough to make their own decisions, to do everything you can to nudge them in the right direction, you're the ones who do these things. Why? Because nobody else has the same position of influence that you do. Nobody else can teach your child the way you can. There are so many other voices out there. So many other voices out there clamoring for the attention of our dear little ones that they're bound to listen to the other voices unless we help them clearly hear the voice of the shepherd, unless we help them clearly hear the voice of God. I believe this, every one of us wants the best for our children, right? Right? We want them to understand the plan and the purpose that God has for their lives. That's why we get it. That's why you do such a good job at this. You want them to be successful in school and work. You have dreams of them finding a great husband or wife. Well, for most of our kids, finding a great husband. And for keeping their wedding vows. You have dreams of them raising a great family of their own and passing it along to the next generation. But it all begins by helping them to hear the voice of the shepherd, by seeking his guidance, by helping our children learn to hear his voice. It is so vitally important, perhaps even one of the very most important things you can do, one of the most important legacies you can leave behind, to bring children to Jesus. Let's pray. Dear and gracious God, we thank you for the powerful and precious gift that you have given to us and the children that you have entrusted to us. Lord, we thank you for the parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles and neighbors who sacrifice and do everything they can to bring children to hear about you. We thank you for a church, a board, a budgeting process that gets it and reflects it. But Lord, help each one of us to do what we can, to do these most important things, to bring children to Jesus. And would you protect our kids? Would you watch over them? Would you help them always to hear your voice and to know to listen to the right voice and to make the right choice? Lord, we pray for your protection and your blessing on these dear little ones that you love so much. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. More sermons are available online at our website, capenazarene.org. Our website also includes instructions for subscribing to our podcast so you can have a message delivered to you weekly. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.